I thank you for this question. We have had, I'm going to answer it a little bit differently than it was asked, but I'll get there in a second. But we have had a chance, the four of us, we've had two opportunities each to have very brief video chats with our families. And I will tell you, first of all, the four of us are now forged in a friendship that is very unique, and we will cherish this bond that we share for the rest of our lives. And then one of the neatest things being a crewmate on this spacecraft has been is not being in the family conference, but hearing your crewmates giggling and crying and just gasping and listening and loving their families from afar. Family is so important to all four of us, and that has been amazing. And when I got to talk to my daughters, Ellie and Katie, for the first time, like, I just couldn't even speak. I was just so overjoyed. I was crying. I mean, it is an amazing experience. But what also came from that is really our source of news on planet Earth. And those family members have been our source of how the mission is going from the public perspective. Obviously, they're all biased, although most of our kids are teenagers, so maybe they're not quite that biased, but they're biased. But what we had really hoped, and we said it a lot before, I mean, we really are here to serve NASA, to serve our two nations, Canadian Space Agency, NASA, and the international community, and we're here to serve for Artemis 3. But what we really hoped in our soul is that we could, for just a moment, have the world pause and remember that this is a beautiful planet in a very special place in our universe, and we should all cherish what we have been gifted. And I think for the folks that decided to tune in, and it sounds like it was quite a few, this has happened. And for that, we are eternally grateful.